With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Crutchfield and by the Visualite Cinema, the Valley's home for foreign and independent film. I have to chuckle at the advance word hailing Tropic Thunder as a sophisticated, insider-ish Hollywood satire in the tradition of Robert Altman or Billy Wilder. After all, we're talking about Ben Stiller here, as in Ben Stiller the director, the auteur of Zoolander. He aims his material squarely at the mainstream comedy consumer, making fun of dumb guys in a way that's entertaining to, well, dumb guys. Tropic Thunder is often very funny, and it's frequently spot on when it punctures the Hollywood hot air balloon, but it's not dark or daring. Stiller plays a fading, talentless action star, Jack Black is a manic, drug-addled comic, and Robert Downey Jr. is the movie's most inspired creation, an Australian 5-time Oscar winner who undergoes cosmetic surgery to play an African-American. Downey gleefully mocks the condescending patter and method excesses of actors like Russell Crowe and Daniel Day-Lewis. The three stars are in Vietnam making a war epic when the production goes off the rails, leaving them stranded in the jungle and pursued by drug runners. Stiller stages uproarious violence. You'll never see a funnier evisceration by landmine. There's some elegant profanity, too, especially out of the mouth of Tom Cruise, in a spectacular turn as a rageaholic studio executive. He can be great when uninhibited. The same goes for Stiller. Tropic Thunder may pick soft targets, but it pummels them with vigor. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by the Visualite Cinema and by Crutchfield, bringing the theater home with a selection of digital flat panel TVs and home theater gear in Charlottesville, Harrisonburg, and at crutchfield.com. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.